Derek Wallbank is an editor at Bloomberg News. He covers the White House and Congress. We're talking about U.S. Senate hearings for Education Secretary nominee Betsy DeVos. There's support for DeVos from Republicans. Derek, you say that she has the votes. Sharp criticism, though, from the Democrats. Derek, remind us why that is.
There's a lot of question marks that get in there, and these are a lot of things that a lot of Democrats on Capitol Hill just couldn't believe their ears and are furious about. I think there was one moment that Democrats in particular have taken great pains to highlight. She was asked by Senator Chris Murphy, who represents Connecticut. Think in your mind Newtown, Sandy Hook. And Betsy DeVos referenced Wyoming that might want guns to protect against bears. And the clip of this went viral, you know, just all of it. It's just that's how this is going to go.
Right,
you know, that's how
that.
This is going to go. It's two different worldviews. It's absolutely two different worldviews.
Peter Wharf for WKR News with Derek Wallbank, MSU grad, formerly of the Lansing State Journal. He's editor for Bloomberg News in Washington, D.C., covering the White House and Congress for First Word and the Breaking News Desk. Derek, speaking of Betsy DeVos, one of a number of billionaires, what does this mean for us going forward?
Well, it's going to mean that the cabinet looks very different than it has before. Very, very different. And people who are coming from the sort of backgrounds that a lot of Donald Trump's cabinet nominees are will have lived different lives and had different experiences. And you can expect that to be reflected the entire way through. You know, a great example of this, I'm not sure that Rex Tillerson is a billionaire, but he's a millionaire multiple times over. He's a Secretary of State nominee. He's also a senior leader at ExxonMobil. And ExxonMobil deals with all countries in the world that have an interest in energy, which is quite a lot of them. And so it has had to go and have diplomatic functions on behalf of the company, as it were. I would extend that across a lot of different things. Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary, is also following a very rich Barack Obama appointee. But again, you're talking about a guy who is a legitimate billionaire who has done a lot of commerce in his life. But it goes like that. And in this case, Donald Trump comes out of a group of folks who look at a very sort of balance sheet, bottom line mentality, who have experience in complicated financial transactions, and he's got a lot of them who are going to be in his cabinet.
Some have said that he's making appointments who would shake up, but in some cases tear down areas that they were charged with. What's your assessment of that?
I think that's probably right. I would be prepared for this administration to go 180 degrees different than the one that it's replacing.
Derek Wallbank is editor for Bloomberg News in Washington, D.C. He covers the White House and Congress for First Word, the Breaking News Desk. Derek, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
For WKAR, this is Peter Wharf.